Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here, a longtime real estate investor. And I believe that real estate is the number one way to build wealth. It's the best hedge against inflation. It's the best way to preserve and protect your family's capital as a store of value. It's been that way for thousands of years, going back to the Roman Empire. It's the best way to build appreciation against these inflationary numbers that we're seeing right now, and the cash flow and the tax benefits. There's nothing even close to it. Come on, stock market, try me. You're not going to win. So on today's show, we like to talk about the questions that you have and why I try to answer them here on the show. You can leave us a voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave it to like 30 seconds or so, and I will try to answer it here on the show. Our first question comes to us from Francois. I actually played golf recently with a Francois. He was Swiss, and he was very good, by the way. Maybe it's the same guy, or maybe it's a woman. Let's find out. I don't know. Hey, Francois, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Francois. I'm French, and I live in the state of Washington. So the real estate market right now is fairly competitive, and I was wondering if it was better to put a cash offer on the property or to pay it in full with fund from Fund and Growth, for example, if it's possible, or use that money to put the down payment on multiple properties. If you could answer that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Francois. It's amazing. Francois sounds exactly like who I played golf with, but it's not the same one. But anyway, and I wonder if this Francois is a good golfer as well. Anyway, if you didn't hear it, if his voice was a little quiet there, hopefully the audio was loud enough for you to hear. He's asking if he should take all of the cash that he has and put that towards one property as a down payment, or use that down payment to buy multiple properties. Now, I can tell you personally, I have told many, many friends in my life and many, many times here on this podcast and many, many videos that I've done, that if this were my choice and I had $200,000 in cash, and I could buy, like, I've talked about, like, and I'm not, this is not a play for my company at all. Francois can do whatever he wants. But like the minimum down payment for one of our rental properties at Morris Invest is going to be in that $40,000 to $45,000 range. Brand new construction with a tenant already in place and cash flowing. Right? Done brand and financing built in. So for me, if I had $200,000 in cash, I would be buying four properties, right? 50, 50, 50, and have a little bit left over on down payments. And that would get me four rental properties that are all cash flowing. Rather than taking that $200,000 and putting it towards one property, and is that one property going to be a place where I live? And now it's not even a performing asset. So now I'm living in a house and it's not even performing for me. And it's taking money out of my pocket. I can tell you with certainty that I would much rather take that down payment and put it towards multiple rental properties. Now, and you know, look, there are other, like if you're a veteran and you've got a veteran's loan, et cetera, and you don't have to put any money down, amazing, right? Then yes, then you can move into that property using the government's money, basically at a very low interest rate and have nothing out of pocket and own a property. That's a different animal. But if you're having to use your capital and your cash right now to put towards a non-performing asset, a liability, technically, that's not a liability, but it's, you know, it is taking money out of your pocket in the form of property taxes and fixing up. You got to go to Home Depot. All that stuff is your responsibility now. So I would much rather take that money and put it towards multiple investment properties that are now going to pay, upwards of $8,000-$9,000 in cash flow every month. So I could live off of that money. Whether I buy, I rent a property somewhere, or I use even that as save up as a little bit of a down payment later, save up the cash flow from my tenants to pay the place that I might want to live later on. You know, one thing that Robert Kiyosaki taught me years ago is use performing assets to pay for your liabilities. You know, if you want that Ferrari, fine, you can still buy the Ferrari, but don't pay for it with cash. You know, borrow from the assets you have to buy those things, right? To buy the house you live in. Use your performing assets to help you get there. That's how the wealthy do it. You know, go back and reread Rich Dad Poor Dad if you haven't in a few years. So thank you, Francois, for that question. I love that kind of question. Okay, next question is from Avi or Avi. I think it's Avi. Again, I'm just reading them here. So Avi, take it away.
Hi, Maurice. This is Avi. I have a couple questions. The first, I acquired your book about how to pay off the mortgage in 5 years. There are some companions diagrams, which I could not find. Would appreciate you letting me know where can I access them. That would be the first question. And the second, which I'm sure has many people puzzled, is about scaling. How to scale from 1 or 4 or even 5 properties to as many as possible to reach your freedom number. I know you have touched on this before, but I have to say that it's not so clear because there are many different ways of funding as well as different situations. But I think my basic question is, if you need to reach down your pocket and come up with 10, 15, 20% every single time you acquire a property, eventually you won't be able to do this regardless of how deep your pockets are. So if you can assist, if you can enlighten me and others with some strategies, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Avi. So first of all, the question is, you know, what is your freedom number and what are your overall goals? Like making sure you have your freedom number in place. And I would go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, download your free freedom cheat sheet. Okay. And then that'll sort of set you on the right path there, figuring out how many properties you need and what is your overall expenses per month. And once you understand that number, then that's a framework, a goal sheet you can put up on your refrigerator and go towards. Maybe it's $6,000 a month for you to be financially free. Maybe it's $4,000. Maybe it's $8,000. We've talked to clients all over the country that have different freedom numbers. Some of them, I'm shocked. They're like, yeah, $3,000. My family would be financially free. That would cover all of our monthly expenses and everything. And we'd be, that's a game changer, right? So let me just take, for example, one of our properties that would cash flow about $3,200 a month, okay? So if you are able to acquire one of these properties by coming out of pocket, down payment, you know, $40,000, $45,000, okay? And it's cash flowing, let's say $3,200 a month times 12, you know, that's about $38,000 a year. So $38,000 a year in cash flow. Now, obviously you have expenses and you have a mortgage to pay. So in a short amount of time, by marshaling your resources well and putting those cash flows from those tenants towards not only the mortgage payment you have, but also putting some aside for additional down payment money, you can scale in a shorter amount of time than you think, I believe. Then coupling that with other monies and cash flow that you have coming in from other investments or from your place of employment, et cetera, that you're setting aside, I think you'd be stunned at how quickly you can actually begin to scale. Think about all of the different ways. If you've bought our book, then you know, like what we're teaching you is you cannot eat equity. So imagine, and I've done all of these things. Imagine pulling some from your home equity line of credit, some from your cash flow pile from your tenants, some from a retirement account that you have sitting over here. And you kind of mash all of these things together using financing from the banks, that's how you can quickly scale this process. And yes, you might be sitting there for a period after you get to 3 properties where it's going to take you an additional 1.7 years or 2 more years where you're able to then scale and add another 3rd, 4th, or 5th property. That's okay. Again, what are your goals and how quickly can you get there? Can you also find ways to borrow money from different resources, whether you said like Fund and Grow or other other private lenders that are available? And I want you to think too, remember I talk about the 3 stages of real estate investing, right? Buy, own, and cash flow. So the first stage is buying. I don't want you to think about the cash flow at all in the beginning. Now, it's a different, obviously, if you're 70 years old, it's a different animal because you want to be able to live off of cash flow. But if you're still earning, you're working, and you're, you know, you're making money right now in those earning years, your family's earning money, then buying is your goal. You're acquiring assets as a tax write-off, as a hedge against inflation, okay? You're getting these tax benefits through depreciation on your taxes. A lot of people forget about that. And your internal rate of return is high because your tenants are paying down your mortgage every month. Then the second step is, so buy, and then the second step is own. So once it's paid off, okay, then the 3rd stage is cash flow. That's the 3rd stage. So that should be where you're done working. You just want to be living off the cash flow maybe 5, 6, 7 years from now. I talked to a gentleman who's a police officer. He wants to retire in 6 years. Once he hits his pension time, he's acquiring properties right now. And his strategy is exactly that. He's pretending like the cash flow doesn't exist. And he's putting that right towards the principal balances, and he's acquiring additional properties using that cash flow. So he pretends like he doesn't even have it. And he's taking care of it in that way. So again, there's different strategies, and there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. I've used the home equity line of credit strategy together with my 401k to acquire properties. I've used cash flow from my day job when I worked a 9-to-5 job. I used, home equity line of credit. I've used fund and grow money, where I've been able to, if you go to our website at morrisinvest.com/funding, I was able to get up to $170,000 or $180,000 in 0% interest funding that, yes, I had to pay back because it's a line of credit through business credit cards. But then I was able to scale at more quickly because I was able to put those as down payments and then use the cash flow to be able to accelerate that that payoff. So there's a number of different ways, you know, to mix this big salad together and make it work. There's not a one size fits all approach here. Anyway, I hope you found that helpful. And Avi, reach out to our team to get you those bonuses that were in the book. Just go to info@morrisinvest.com, and Darla or Kelly on our team can email those spreadsheets over to you. So thank you for the question. And thanks for buying the book. Today's episode is brought to you by Rent Ready. Are you new to real estate investing? You're wondering whether or not you can self-manage your properties? Well, we want to tell you about Rent Ready. Rent Ready is a really awesome property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or your phone. You can collect rent online and get paid. You can find the perfect tenant with their screening and listing services and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app as well, because they can pay rent using a credit card or ACH or cash, or set up auto pay, then get renter's insurance if you require it. And they can even build up their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. That is fantastic. Did we also mention that Rent Ready is unlimited? And all of this is a flat price. No tricks, no hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for people who manage their properties, so you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business at the same time. You can start managing, scaling your rental properties without scaling your costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the listeners of our Investing in Real Estate podcast. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code INVESTING. That's rentready.com. Now, here's how you spell out Rent Ready, okay? Just so you understand this, rentready.com, okay? rentready.com with the code INVESTING at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Thanks, Rent Ready. All right, next question comes to us from Sue. Thank you, Sue. Take it away.
Hi, my name is Sue. I'm just wondering if I can get a list of your properties available. How does that work? Thanks.
No, we don't have a list of properties available. What we encourage people to do if they want to work with us is we want to develop a relationship with them. And once we get to that stage, like, because there's not a one-size-fits-all approach, like there's not just a, this house is going to work for everybody approach, or this duplex in this price range is going to work for everybody. So people, if they don't want to develop a relationship with us, occasionally we'll get people that are like, hey, I just want to buy a house. I'm not interested in like any long-term relationship and building a portfolio and growing, and then it's not a fit for us. So that to us is always a red flag. If someone's like, can you just send me properties and I'll make a decision? No, sorry. We don't do that. We've got a waiting list for people that want to build a relationship with us. And we're building a number of properties this year that we have people waiting to get into those properties and to buy them as they finish completion and construction and the tenants are placed with the property management team. And so there are going to be ranges of prices and sizes, townhomes that we're building, single family homes, and duplexes. And the duplexes are in some of the student housing section near the universities, and in some of the higher end with, granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. And not all of this one might not be a fit for this person. And this person might not be a fit for this one. And so that's how we can look at the different different properties. And some are with non-recourse financing. Some have a cost segregation analysis tied to it if you happen to be a real estate professional. So there's all of these different ways that we work with people. So we don't just have a random property list that we send out to people. We just don't do that. It's not how we operate. So we hope that helps. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. You can leave us a voicemail question and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Try to keep them to about 30 seconds or less if you can. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.